وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيكم حضرة مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his rahmah, mercy and blessings on you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate you in your status. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna Allah yuhibbu alladhina yuqatiluna fi sabilihi saffan ka'annahum bunyanun marsus. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International. Hazrat Abu Bakr ibn Abi Musa al-Ash'ari narrates, while my father was in the face of the enemy, I heard him saying, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the doors of paradise are beneath the shadow of the swords. A man with old and worn out clothes stood up and said, O Abu Musa, did you really hear Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying this? He replied, yes. This man then returned to his companions and said, I am conveying greetings to you. He then broke the sheath of his sword and threw it away. He then walked with his sword towards the enemy and struck the enemy with it till he was killed. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions departed till they reached Badr before the polytheists. The polytheists then arrived. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the companion saying, stand up towards paradise whose breadth is equal to the heavens and the earth. Umair ibn al-Hummam said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the width of paradise is like that of the heavens and the earth? He replied, yes. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, okay, excellent. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, why are you saying? He said, excellent. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, why are you saying excellent? He replied, I take an oath by Allah Jalla Jalaluhu that I am saying it for no reason except that I wish that I am from amongst its inhabitants. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are from amongst its inhabitants. He then took out some dates from his pouch and began eating them. He then said, if I continue living till I finish eating these dates, then I considered his life to be very long. He flung the dates which he had with him and began fighting the enemy till he was killed. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, the mujahid in my cause is my responsibility. If I take his life away, I will enable him to inherit paradise. If I cause him to return to his house, I will make him return with reward or booty. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who wages jihad in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, it becomes a responsibility of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He becomes a responsibility of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He who visits a sick person becomes a responsibility of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He who goes to the masjid in the morning or in the evening becomes the responsibility of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He who goes to the leader, the imam, in order to reprimand him, becomes the responsibility of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He who remains in the house without backbiting anyone, becomes the responsibility of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Amr ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who fights in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu between the two milkings of a camel, that is for a short while, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu makes his face unlawful to the hellfire. the reward for he who stands in the row in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِهِ صَفًّا كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْصُوصٌ. Allah loves those who fight in his cause in ranks, as if they were a solid wall. Imran ibn Hussein radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person standing in the row in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is superior in the sight of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and in the worship of a person for 60 years. Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala narrates, a man from amongst the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by a mountain path in which there was a small pond of sweet water. He became attracted to this place and said to himself, I think I should remain aloof from the people and settle down in this mountain path. However, I will not do this till I seek permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He then mentioned this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, do not do that, for surely a person standing in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is superior to his offering his salat in his house for 70 years. Would you not love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives you and admits you into paradise? Wage jihad in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He who fights in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu for a period between the two milkings of a camel, that is for a short while, paradise becomes incumbent on him. Mujahid narrates that Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Mujahid narrates from Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu that he was keeping guard. The people became terrified and had to resort to the coast. It was then said to them that there was no danger. So the people turned back while Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu remained standing. A man asked him, what is causing you to remain standing? Oh, Abu Hurairah, he replied, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, standing for a moment in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is better than standing the entire night of power, Laylatul Qadr, near the Hajr Aswad. The reward for supplicating when the army lines meet. وَلَمَّا بَرَزُوا لِجَالُوتَ وَجُنُودِهِ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ فَهَزَمُوهُمْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. When they stood face to face with Jalut and his forces, they said, O our sustainer, pour into our hearts patience and keep our feet firm and help us against the disbelieving people. Then the believers defeated the army of Jalut by the order of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. وَمَا كَانَ قَوْلَهُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَإِسْرَافَنَا فِي أَمْرِنَا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. They did not utter a thing except that they said, O our sustainer, forgive us our sins and our excesses in our affairs, and make firm our feet, and give us help against the unbelieving people. So Allah gave them the reward of this world and the excellent reward of the hereafter, and Allah loves the doers of good. Sahal ibn Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are two times when the doors of heavens are opened, and very rarely is the supplication of a supplicant rejected at the time of the adhan and when standing in line in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. A narration of Ibn Hibban rahimahullah states, there are two things that are not rejected. Or he said, supplication at the time of the adhan and at the time of battle when the army lines meet each other. A narration of Ibn Hibban rahimahullah states, there are two times when the supplication of a supplicant is not rejected, at the time when the lines are straightened for the salah and in the line in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. The reward for he who is injured in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there isn't anything more beloved in the sight of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu than two drops and two marks. A drop of tear shed out of the fear of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and a drop of blood that is shed in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. As for the two marks, a mark that is got in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and a mark that is got in fulfilling one of the obligatory duties of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu guarantees he who goes out in his cause, nothing causes him to go out except jihad in my cause, belief in me, and attesting my messengers, then he is guaranteed that I will admit him into paradise or return him to his house from which he had left after having acquired reward or booty. I take an oath by that being in whose control is the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Any injury that is suffered in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will come on the day of resurrection as it was on the day that it was suffered. Its color will be that of blood and its fragrance will be that of musk. I take an oath by that being in whose control is the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Were it not for causing difficulty to the Muslims, I would never have sat behind the military expedition which is waging jihad in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. However, I do not have the means to support them, nor do they have the means, and they find it difficult to remain behind from me. I take an oath by that being in whose control is the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I would love to wage jihad in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and be killed. I wage jihad again and be killed again, and I wage jihad again and be killed again. Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a person is injured in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, he will come on the day of resurrection with his wound bleeding. The color will be that of blood, and the fragrance will be that of musk. Another narration states, every injury that is suffered in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will come on the day of resurrection in the exact form on the day that it was stabbed, gushing forth with blood. The color will be that of blood, while the fragrance will be that of musk. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who is injured in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will come on the day of resurrection, while his fragrance will be that of musk and his color will be that of saffron. He will have the stamp of martyrdom on him. He who sincerely asks Allah Jalla Jalaluhu for martyrdom, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will give him the reward of a martyr, even if he were to pass away on his bed. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a Muslim who fights in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu for a period between the two milkings of a camel, paradise becomes incumbent on him. He who suffers an injury in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu or is afflicted by a misfortune, it will come on the day of resurrection in the severest form that it was. Its color will be of saffron and its fragrance will be of musk. The hadith of Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu was quoted previously. He who suffers an injury in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is stamped with the stamp of martyrdom. He shall have a special light on the day of resurrection. Its color will be like that of saffron, and its fragrance will be like that of musk. All the past and later generations will recognize him through it. They will say, such and such a person has the stamp of martyrs on him. These are the virtues of waging jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we must understand one fact, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded in us in a noble Quran, قَاتِلُوا الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا. Fight those in the path of Allah who fight you, and do not exceed the bounds. So basically, we will only commit ourselves to jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the defense of deen, for the defense of our iman, and for defense of Islam. This is the important aspect that must be understood. So there is a purpose for jihad in this beautiful deen of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us part of it. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.